It's time now for Radio Theater. We're speaking with Crystal Pelkey, the producing director for the Underground Theater here in Duluth, and she's joining us to talk about theater on the radio. Good morning, Crystal. How are you today?
Good morning, Chris. I am happy, even though it's raining. That was a great song. I enjoyed that.
That's great. So the Underground Theater, you guys are dark, I suppose, is the phrase right now. You're not in your season at this point. Is that correct?
Well, actually, yeah, that's almost correct. There are two more shows of the musical Nine tonight and Saturday. And then the season does close, yeah. So then we are dark, which means we don't have shows for a little while.
So is that the time then when theaters start to plan their next season? I suppose there's not really a downtime for you, really, at least in the front office. You've got things to do.
Yeah, definitely. There's never really a downtime. Actually, the season selection process starts almost a year ahead of now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even up into the spring, you know, definitely by early spring, we have an idea of what the calendar season is going to look like and what the shows are going to be. Mm-hmm. And we have to, you know, for planning and planning purposes and for promo and marketing materials, and also just in conjunction, because at the Playhouse, we have our main stage series, the Underground series, and the Children's Theater series. So it's really important for us, especially in planning, to know what shows are going to be in what spots and what that requires and what kind of cast size they have, and get our production teams together. And there's just all kinds of fun that goes into putting on a show. So there's so many layers and very many different elements that have to come together in order even for one show to come together, let alone a full season.
Yeah, that's a lot of spinning plates. I suppose for a university theater department that pretty much has exclusive use of their space, that for them to pick their season offering, it's probably a little different than for the Underground, which has outside shows coming in as well as internally produced things. So you've got a jigsaw puzzle to sort of put together.
Yeah, we definitely do. We have some groups that are monthly series, like, as you know, the Ticket With You radio series. Mm-hmm. And so they're great and flexible. And just this last Tuesday performed on the set of Nine, which is a multi-level set, which was really fun to see them set up in that capacity. So some groups and events such as that work with the space and the staging and how it's set up. The Underground is reconfigurable, so it's never always even facing the same way twice. And in terms of scenic design, and then we're, as you mentioned, we do have other events, and we have rentals and community parties, and we have, you know, dinners, and we have weddings even. And so, yeah, there's definitely never a dull moment, that's for sure.
There's an old saying about making laws and making sausage, the two things you never want to see how they're made. And I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if planning a theater season is similar in that way. And without having you reveal too much, I mean, do you plan the things that the Duluth Playhouse is producing, and you put those in first, and then renters come first come, first serve? Or do you leave open the possibility of outside people getting first pick? What's the advantage either way?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Because of how our space works, and primarily we do have to choose our season first. With all the other layer elements that I told you in terms of our designers and our crews and our teams and our calendar and our schedules.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually do plot in about six shows a year that the Duluth Playhouse is going to produce in the Underground. And it generally coincides, because we're planning around the main stage as well. So it generally coincides that there are certain time slots that are then open throughout the year. That we reach out to our community partners and our friends and our other theater companies that are welcome to consider producing in the space. Mm. So for the last few years, it has actually worked out pretty well, where our availability was a good match for some local groups and organizations to come in and do their work as well.
Do you get last-minute phone calls? Hey, I'm coming through town with my one-man show. I'd love to have the space if it's available, or does it really have to?
Absolutely. Okay. We certainly do. Yeah, that does still happen. Yeah, absolutely. And we're not always set up and as accommodating for things like that, as you might imagine. But Yeah, we definitely do get those phone calls, though. We do what we can.
You said that, like, Take It With You, for example. They, of course, are a running thing every month, but that's what the stage is. Nine is on stage right now, so they'll just have to set up on the Nine set.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so a guy touring with his guitar may have to perform on the Nine set, too.
Well, that might actually put a certain tinge on what he's performing, too.
Definitely. That would be really fun.
So when is the next season open, now that you're about to go dark for a while? How long are you down, and what's the first thing up?
Interestingly enough, we're trying to get to a similar season schedule, calendar-wise, as the main stage. So we're basically just going to be quiet for a few weeks, and at the end of September, early October, in the underground, we're going to be bringing back Hedwig and Angry Inch and Rocky Horror Picture Show and perform them repertory style. So every other night, you'll have a chance to see one of those two shows at the end of October.
Wow.
And then in November, we go into Jekyll and Hyde, which is a really exciting play that takes place in London, mystery and all this wonderfulness. And then we kick back in, then it's already 2017. So we have that full season already slated, too. So we're not quiet for too long before we get back up and running for the calendar season.
Wow.
So,
That's a fascinating thing. I can't imagine I won't say headache, but just the logistics. The jigsaw puzzle of putting all those things together must really be a challenge every year, but a fun one, I hope.
Yeah, it's incredibly rewarding, fun challenge. Definitely.
Right. Fantastic. Crystal, thanks so much for talking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Crystal Pelkey is the producing director for the Underground Theater as part of the Duluth Playhouse down at the Depot. She joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater Fridays at 8 a.m. on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.